discussion how the wives of Kaliya, in the presence of Kaliya, they are praying to Krishna. Instead of hearing, those are pure devotees, those are unalloyed devotees. Tattva Jnana revealed to Krishna, revealed by Krishna to their heart. They know everything. Like Krishna, you know past, present and future. To whom Krishna choose these devotees, pure devotees, they know also past, present, future. Yes, they know past, present, future. Like you can see in case of Prabhupada, he knows it will happen. Especially we have this experience, Gurudev used to say about Bhubaneswar. It was a, you can say, far away from Lokata. Yeah, far away place, nearby the jungle, in daytime, forest, in daytime, from nearby the forest elephants, tigers, they are coming. But when Prabhupada arrived there, you know the future, past, present, future. But Krishna's mercy, Krishna offers us knowledge. We are cultivating knowledge through our intelligence. And in which method? It's called Vichara Buddhi Purvakam. We have material intelligence and we are utilizing that material intelligence, acquiring knowledge. That may be perfect or may not be perfect. If we follow Guru Krishna's instruction as it is, then it may be perfect after following all these things. If we don't follow Guru Krishna's instruction and through our intelligence, we know so many things. We are very expert in knowledge. It is not very helpful. For those are pure devotees like Prabhupada, they know past, present, future. The wives of Kaliya, they are pure devotees, they know everything. Everything revealed to them. Maybe by Krishna. Therefore, devotee is never proud for his own position. Devotee is not proud for his own real, own knowledge. Why? Because he knows the fact. Jnani, yogis, karmis, so-called devotees, even they don't know. They are proud. Oh, I am such a preacher, I am like that, I am like that. No. A devotee, why a devotee is humble? Because he knows his natural position. Where he is achieving knowledge, where he is achieving detachment, everything. He realizes, this is Krishna, this is Gurus. How can I develop pride? If someone maintain my other's property, he cannot say I am a rich person. He cannot say, okay, you are using nice car, nice house, but by someone's money, you are not a rich person. You are actually a same person, then you can understand. Someone is maintaining me. These are my properties. So I cannot develop power. If your devotee is like that, he knows my knowledge, my detachment. Whatever is coming is from Guru. How can I develop pride? That moment when I develop pride, Guru will stop. He will stop. Supplying knowledge, detachment, everything, he will stop. He knows. Oh, he is not developing pride. So everything is a little bit like it. Even there is no man, but there are few devotees. They are approaching Krishna, Krishna, all the living entities in this three world. Either they are in mode of goodness or in passion or in ignorance, but they are all belongs to you. But especially now you are descending here, now you are more favorable to these entities or these conditioned souls. These souls, those are in mode of goodness. Because this is your purpose now. You are descending for that purpose, to protect sentient devotees, especially those are in mode of goodness. And to punish miscreants. Yes. Demons. This is your duty. So therefore, now you are punishing our husband. But indirectly, this is not punishment. Directly it looks like punishment. But indirectly we are realizing this is mercy. So please, now next words, they are approaching to Krishna. Yes. Bhagavatam showing us the path. If you are offender, if you are a simple person, How to pray? How can we relieve from all these things? We want mercy, but just to realize. Suppose you are working in some company or working in some office. A court case is going on in your name. Within that time, government or company will not allow. Or not allowed to work, not allowed to pay. You will not pay. Because court case is going on. Once it is finalized, you can get your payment. And you can get your work. You understand? Yes. Suppose I am working in your company. So we have some disagreement. So court case is going on. In court, some case is going on. So you have one lawyer, you are one, I have one, so one lawyer. Within that time, this is court's order. You cannot work and he will not give you payment. Once it finalized, you can get your payment. This is in India system, usually I am seeing in India. Same example, it is applicable for us. When we are offender, when we have so many, we can say, bad karmas, how can Krishna give us payment? How can Krishna help us? How can he show our mercy? First, it should be finalized. It should be finalized. Then if court case is going on, you can approach to judge. You can direct go to court. You can approach to judge or some lawyer is required. In India, this system is there. I don't know about West. Maybe West. Some. To judge? No. But this is not in India. But in India, it is not allowed. If small case is there, like that, if murder case is there, you cannot deal. If some murder case, some big cases are there, you have one lawyer is required. Because judge don't want to talk with you. Judge always say to your lawyer, what is your opinion? Ask to your party. Heavy case. Yeah, small case, this is different. This is heavy case. Many lives were already committed offense, sinful activities, and were denying everything. Were denying. Yes. Knowingly, I don't want to do Krishna bhajan. Who is Krishna? Knowingly were denying. Yes. It's callousness. Severe one is bad. Therefore, you cannot approach. When case is very severe, lawyer is required. And that lawyer should be expert and who have, how can I say, like power of attorney from judge. You cannot say, like Rupa say, okay, now I am a lawyer. How they become lawyer? There is some course, how can I say. Yeah, there is some LLB. Then you can say, okay, I will wear a coat. Black coat, then I can go to judge. No. You know, there is a committee within the lawyers, and power council. And they bring this approval from judge. From today, he's one of our members. So he can deal with other case under your direction. Therefore, a guru is connected to the parampara. He cannot become a guru alone. He may be learned, he may be everything. But Paropatam is required. From judge and from members, huh? No, there another term is there. Council, bar. Can you say? Lawyer bars. Bar councils. Paropatam is required. Yeah, all seniors learn, they'll see. They'll ask so many things. And first you have to work under a before this is called practice. Same, this principle is at our system is like same. Empower power of attorney. Prabhupada using this word in English, power of attorney. Then you can talk with us. Lawyer only, not party. Why we are discussing this thing, this verse indicating these things? We cannot approach Krishna. We can't. Krishna not, he do not be here. Because we have so many, you can say, cases in our name. So many cases. Liar is required. What do you say? Liar. Sadhu Guru is liar. He's liar. He'll fight for you. He's fight for you. Yeah, Gautam said like that. Aparadha sakrud bharatam so dabhyam so prajam krutam jantu marasi sam santatmanam mudhasya tvam majanatah. At least once, a master should tolerate an offense committed by child or subject. This is robust translation. He translated in such a nice way. Huh? Very sweet way. Actually, according to verse, it is a little different, but such a sweet, at least once, sakrut, yes, sakrut, but once to tolerate an offense committed by child or subject. So prajapita, very sweet. You see how he related this verse with previous verse. What was previous verse? Previous verse was, all living entities belongs to you. So Kali was, although he is in always mood of ignorance, but still is your son. You understand? This is called liarship. You have to know the law. Yes. You cannot convince anyone, a learned person. We have no power to convince Gusadu and Gurus. Someone is pure and we are totally, it's opposite. We are unpure. We are contaminated by material things. Our consciousness is very low. We are degraded persons. Fallen persons. We have no right, actually. We have no right. Most of the time, the acharyas, yes. Although many times, different acharyas giving hopes. But some acharyas very strict to the denied. No. The conditioned soul have no right to approach Krishna. And Krishna not here. Krishna not here. Only through devotees. Because we are committing so much offense in our life. So much mistakes in our life. How can Krishna excuse? Krishna not excuse. Some person, Krishna's own man is required. Therefore he is saying these things. At least once a master should tolerate an offense committed by his child or subjects. O supreme peaceful soul, you should therefore forgive your police. Forgive our foolish husband who did not understand who are you. Now for the Kaliya, their wives are now liar. Yes. And where you have to connect these things with Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. Yes. Krishna don't want to hear our prayers. Vaishnavira Avedane, Krishna Daya Maya, Mohena Pamarupati, Havena Saja, Sadai. Vinodara Nibedana, Vaishnava Charane, Kripakari Sangelaha, E Akinchane. Bhakti Vinodaka is praying. I am Bhakti Vinod. I am just praying to all Vaishnavas, please. You just take me with you. Because unless you pray, Vaishnavira Avedana Krishna. Krishna is merciful, but is not merciful to everyone. You understand? Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, don't think he is merciful to everyone. He is not merciful to offenders, simple persons. He is neutral. He is pretty. Like you see, government. He is feeding prisoners, but he is not merciful. He is feeding prisoners, maintaining prisoners, but he is not merciful. Government is not merciful. Rather, he want to inflict discipline, strict discipline. But sometimes you can't say government is not liking. It's not neutral, just maintaining. They're my citizens, they're not following. Okay, let them punish. Krishna is like that. But our Gaudiya Siddhanta is very, very strict and disciplined Siddhanta. Not like other sampradayas. Other sampradayas, okay, you just pray to Krishna with humble mood, Krishna will hear. But especially those are Gaudiyas and they don't want Gaudiya Siddhantas. They don't want to approach. Therefore, staying in Dham and everywhere, we are not giving importance. Our acharya is never giving importance. Oh, you stay in dham, you stay like that. No, they are always saying, just stay closer to dear devotees. Approach the dear devotees. Serve him, please him. You are not a bad person. You cannot approach Krishna. You are offender. Our importance is like our teachings is like that. Our Siddhanta is like that. Approach the dear devotees. When your devotees pray for you, pray for him. Vaishnavara Abedana Krishna Bhayam. Krishna is merciful, but when Vaishnava pray for you, you say, now he is praying. Now they are praying. Please, once you excuse, once, our husband, son. And same mood, yesterday I was hearing in Guriya class, Gurudev saying something. And Krishna, and Guru is said to me, Guru said to Krishna, he said to Krishna, Krishna is your man. You have to accept. You have to accept. Although he has offended many lives, committed many simple activities. But now I am taking his charge. You understand? Yeah. Therefore, important in your Krishna consciousness or in Gaudiya Vaishnava vision, how we are accepting Guru. In which mood? As life and soul. This is the important, this purpose word. Life and soul. You understand? But life and soul. Again, explain it. Life and soul. Means without that, you can't live. That when you spiritual life, without annihilated devotion towards Guru and Krishna, without this mood, Guru and Krishna is my life and soul. Like, in spiritual life, you are dead. Yeah, like a dead person, dead body. In another word, we can say this is spiritual suicide. Yes. Spiritual suicide. You understand? Yes. Material suicide, we are just finishing this body. And spiritual suicide, this is knowingly we are not developing attachment to Guru and Krishna. Yes. Life and soul. Then they will approach us. Sadhu and Gurus. They will approach Krishna, please. 24 hours who is engaged in loving service of Krishna. Why you think about some conditions? So? Why? Many people are suffering. Why he pray for you? If you have affection, you have love, super soul will reveal. Oh, you have love and affection. Please, Krishna, he is a builder. He is committing so many offenses. Please, excuse. And now he is under my control. He is my own man. Unless Guru accepts you as disciple as his own man, there is no chance. There is no chance to be elevated to Goloka Vrindavan or to advance in Krishna consciousness. Own man is my own man. Yes. When Guru chooses you as his own man, everything will be arranged. Everything will be arranged. It will be arranged everything. Yeah, in a particular way, it will be arranged. You see, in case of Prabhupada, just focusing on one thing. Guru's instruction, everything happens. Not time, not place, not circumstances. I am old, I have some disease, how can I follow? No compromise. Gurudev said me this thing in young age, now I am old. This is not possible. No. Life and soul. Yes. Krishna, he will excuse us only by this way. We want mercy. First, you see, like we are discussing these things. When case is going on, how can you get payment? When court case is going on, it is not finalized, you can get payment. After, you want mercy, but in our name, court case is going on. We are offenders, simple persons. First, finalize it. First, finalize. Otherwise, what is necessary of Guru? Who can accept knowledge from anyone? Can accept knowledge from anyone, from books, from others, then we can pray to Krishna. Suppose someone is a very learned person, but case is in his name. You understand? Case is in his name. He knows everything. Even he knows everything, he can't do anything. You have to go to court and clarify in front of judge through lawyer. We know many things. For that purpose Guru is required. Guru is now, how can you say? Therefore Prabhupada used to say, transparent via media. Transparent via media. Via media. How can you approach directly? This is what? Just cutting everything. No directly. Transparent via media. You have to go through. Yes, if you want to see Krishna, then who is transparent via media? If you want knowledge from Krishna, then who is transparent via media? Simple thing. Don't make it complex. Simple thing. If someone is very intelligent, he can understand. Okay, I want knowledge, but transparent via media is required. Who? Guru. I want Krishna, bhakti. Who? Guru. Simple. Simple thing. Therefore, in one verse, Siguru Charana Padma Kevara Vakati Satma Bandi Muni Savadana. Finish. If you simple, just digest this one, you can get everything. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Vakati Satma. Your position to worship only Guru's lotus feet. You are not higher than that. You know many things. You are so advanced. But your advancement, everything is under Guru's lotus feet. Your position is up to Guru's lotus feet, not more than that. Not above. Not above. You are very knowledgeable, you are doing everything. You know everything but except Krishna. You know everything except Krishna. You understand? Yes. You know anything, many things except Krishna. But Guru don't know anything, only know one thing. He know Krishna, he don't know anything. This is the difference. But actually, how don't know he anything? If he, someone know Krishna, he know everything. He know everything, but he don't want to know everything. He want to know Krishna. This is the difference. We know everything except Krishna. We know moral instructions, we know shastras, we know slokas, we know commentaries. We know everything except Krishna. Guru knows only Krishna and he know everything. Yes, this is Guru. Our position is they will pray, Guru will pray for us. Parampara Acharyas, they will pray for us. So this is success of spiritual life, to develop a strong, unflinching faith and an unalloyed affection, devotion towards Acharyas. That is your strength. That is your strength, that is your success of our spiritual life. They will pray for us. You see how they pray? Once please, Krishna please, they are your own man, and they are your sons, your followers, your citizens. Please excuse. And Vishwanatha Thakur mentioning in his commentary, nice way. Atah santa loka apriha karitvat lakhyanam asya aparadha abhut sacha sakrut sodakyam. He is connecting this verse with the previous verse. I know, we know Krishna. He is not santa, he is not very peaceful. He was always creating disturbances for living entities. Even he created disturbances for Garuda. And here in Vrindavan, he was creating disturbances for cows and God-wise. But we know very well, you are liking always the entities, those are in mood of goodness. But still, because all are your son, all are your part and parcel, at least once you should tolerate. Once. अधुना दंडयित्वं शिक्षितोपि अहम् तोदीय संतजनेषु यदि पुनरपि अपराध्यति तदा न सोतव्यम् इति भावः. Krishna, now by punishment you are already taught Kaliyas. Kaliyas is now realizing something. We are remarking from Kaliyas appearance. We are remarking from Kaliya's bodily appearance. Now Kaliya, he was lamenting. Yes. Devotee's face is different. You understand? Devotee's face appearance is different. Like someone very crab. Looks like he was already thoughtful. Thoughtful nature. Many persons are there in common people. They are very thoughtful nature. You know thoughtful nature? What is that? They are always thinking some things and always very heavy. Looks like very heavy. They are suffering. Thoughtful nature. And devotee's appearance looks like a thoughtful nature. Thoughtful nature person. Thinking something very, very serious. What is he thinking? Yeah, he's thinking something. Karmic pool thinking something very seriously because he is unable to fulfill his desires. But a devotee, he was also always like looks like 31 because he was always praying, lamenting for his mistakes. He want mercy. He is in halfway. You understand? When you give up karmic life and give up devotee life, now you are in half, on the halfway, on the midway. Far we have to go. We have to go far. We want Krishna prem. Therefore, it looks like very thoughtful, very serious. Therefore, we are serious. We are not fickle. We are very serious in every step of our life. Because we have to go far. Journeying is journeying. Prabhupada, what's it? It is journeying. It is journeying to other planets. But a journeying means suffering. It is journeying. This Bhakti Yoga, Prabhupada, there Prabhupada added this. What? Bhakti Yoga, easy journey. For easy journey for pure devotees. You understand? When Prabhupada, he was preaching and you just hear Prabhupada's lecture. When Prabhupada sings something very simple, just translation wrong, you can get Krishna. Pure man, without any offense, when they are preaching, according to their standard. Very simple. Suppose you will teach to me, from tomorrow you will teach to me A, B, C, D. If I don't know A, B, C, D, it is very difficult for me, for you, because you are teaching, you know everything. Very simple. For pure devotees, they are speaking from their standards. But for us, we are like a small child, we have different mentality. Each is journey. Prabhupada wrote on easy journey to other planets. But this is easy journey. Yes. Because those are very simple, those are very serious for them. This is easy. Prabhupada said, Bhakti Yoga is simultaneously very easy and simultaneously very difficult. Those are serious for them, it is very easy. Those are not serious for them, it is very, very clear man. Everything. So now they are approaching. So, because our husbands always creating problem for peaceful persons, devotees, like Garuda and others. So therefore you are lady punished. So at least, once you excuse, if, see, jadi punarapya paradhyati, tada nausatakya. If again, you will commit offense, you will create problems, you will not tolerate. You may kill. But at least, once. Once, you know, in traffic, when a police catch up, then what? Please, once. You always were saying once, but never were stopping our activities. We say once. This is minds, we can say. It's always, you want an excuse. Once. Now, 1,000 times we are committing same offense, but once. And a pure devotee will approach like that. Krishna, please, once, excuse him. Now from today, I am responsible. Otherwise, why in fire sacrifice, you have to circulate and in presence of Guru, in presence of Parampara Acharyas, for those pictures. Why? You are uttering different Mahabhagavat's name, Radharani's name, Krishna's associate's name, Mahaprabhu's associate's name. Taking go from today, he is my guru and he will take my responsibility. I will not act whimsically. He is guru, he is now guru. A student cannot act whimsically. What he like, he may not like many things. He may not like guru's idea. It doesn't mean he is perfect. However elevated you may be, however elevated he may be, always guru is guru, disciple is disciple. Like yes, even in karmic life, always father is always father, son is always son. Someone can say, oh no, son is very talented, a big scientist. Okay, he's scientist in the material field, but not scientist in life. In his own life, he's not a scientist. He don't know how to deal. His father is a farmer, he know how to deal with wife. Therefore his father. Always superior position is higher. Always. Especially those are, we can say, like civilized, social, the civilized persons, humans. That position is always higher. Guru is always guru. We are not agree with many points. I don't like this thing. It doesn't depend on in spiritual thing. What you like, that is not spiritual. And what guru likes, that is spiritual. Why? Because guru have no personal desire. You have some personal desire. This is the only problem in your spiritual life. What we like, that we want to do. But what we like, that is not bhakti. What we like, that is not bhakti. Because still we are continuing our spiritual life with material desires. We are frequent material desires. We want name, rank, prestige and adorations. And our ideas, our intelligence, our plan and projects is not bona fide. We are not agree with many points, we are not agree with Guru. Why Gurudev said like that? Why? Always you have to know you are a conditioned soul. And not only conditioned soul, you have some personal sense desires. You don't want Krishna. First thing. You don't want Krishna. How many? Disciple don't want, first thing don't want Krishna. Only repeating this prayer, Krishna se tumar, Krishna ditte bharat, tumar sakati yatse. Disciple wants Krishna first, no? Conditional stage, no one wants Krishna. You want to become great. I am disciple, I want to be great like my guru. This is conditional stage. I want to be famous like my guru. I am this guru's disciple. Everyone should give me respect. That means I want to take my guru's position. No one wants servant. No one wants to become a perfect servant. Yes. I want a humble position. I was always, we can say gurus, my position is always at gurus, lotus feet. And I love that. That please, like Kalyas wives, they are approaching Krishna, please once you excuse. Next time, if you commit some offense towards any devotees, humans, Guru like that. You don't know how he's praying. How he's praying. When he's accepting someone, now is a big job, you know. I said, if you commit some simple activities, you are responsible. Therefore, he is very serious now. How to address, how he develops some a relationship with Krishna so that he give up simple activities, offense mentality, same time can get some pleasure, spiritual happiness. Job. To become a son is very easy. To become a father, it's not easy. Heavy responsibility. Yeah, now, wives, they are like gurus. And who is disciple? Kali is like disciple. They are approaching Krishna. Please, like lawyer. Please, you excuse once. Khyantu marsi iti artha ponar ukta vyakra vyanjanam. You see, two times they are repeating. Khyantu marsi, khyantu marsi. Just excuse. Shodabhyam khyantu marasi. Prabhupada mentioning here, because of the extremely anxiety in these parts, because of their extremely anxiety in these words, Kalyas wife mentioned the same idea twice. Sodabhyam, here saying, aparadha sakrut bharatam, sodabhyam, kentu maharasi. Please tolerate and excuse. Good son, that Prabhupada mentioning here, because of their extremely anxiety in this verse. Kalyas wife mentioned the same idea twice. The Supreme Personality, Supreme Lord should kindly forgive their foolish husband. The Supreme Lord is Santatma, the Supreme Peaceful Soul. Therefore, the Nagapatni suggests it would be proper for him to overlook. At least this once. Prabhupada using this overlook. Yes. But why Krishna, you are so serious? You are Santatma. Why you are so serious? Those are more peaceful, they can more tolerate. They don't want to, you know, and condition stays, yes. In conditional stage, we have no tolerance power. Therefore, even small things, now we want to make it great. It's small things. Someone says something, small things. They just, I'm going to say, by arguing each other, they make it. Yes. But those are very advanced souls. Their nature is like that. Okay. It's conditioned soul said something is possible. He is now realizing. Just give up. Then you are Santatma. You are very peaceful. So why you are so serious? You are giving such punishment. You are not like you have no revengeful mentality. Yes. Okay. Compassionate is a compassionate, yeah. Merciful nature. Compassionate nature is not coming. You are not doing proper bhajan. That is the indication. More you do bhajan, more you have power to tolerate. And more you have power to excuse someone. If this power is not coming, means Krishna is not giving you your desirable spiritual result. Yes, therefore you have no tolerance power, you are not tolerating some things. And you are not asking, you are just saying, oh, he told me like that, I don't want. Like devotees, he told me this 5 years before like that, so I have no relation. No. If someone is approaching, someone is lamenting, someone wants to make relationship with you, immediately excuse. No one is our enemy. No one is our friend. When we born, one at that time, when we were small, no one was our friend, no one was our enemy. This is mind creating everything. Mind and time. They act in such a way according to our karmic reaction. Someone is our friend, next moment. This is Bhakti Nathakur conclusions. This verse is there. Ayoti Alpadina. Why you are not performing bhajan? Therefore, he was lamenting and he was giving instructions to conditioned souls. Ayoti Alpadina. Prameta Hayekina Samanara Nikate Darsa. So day by day our lifespan is going down. We are approaching Jamaraj. We are not lamenting. They are lamenting for us. Ayvati Alpadina Kametayana Hayakina Samanar Nikata Darsan Rugosuka Nivar Jita Kare Charabar Pandava Yoga Durkatana Rugosuka Nivar. Always lamentation, always disease. By lamentation and by the disease, heart is always where our heart is always in burning condition. Like fire is there. Fire is in our heart. And above all these things, Bandhava Yoga Durgatana. So many accidents and so many of our relatives, they just pass. This is life. So be careful. He is saying, Kale Mitra Kalya Par Halo Kari Dekhavai Amistri Anandana Jana Chita Dukhya Rakara Sesukhya Rattara Javi Kena Maya Dasvali Harayi Paramat. Time is very powerful. He will arrange a friend and he will arrange an enemy. I don't know whether you have experience or not. I have experience. No one is your friend. No one is our real friend. You have experience? No one is our real friend. You like them like anything. You trust them. At any moment, they will starve you. This is material world. No one knows your heart except Guru and Krishna. Therefore, we don't have a particular attraction or particular attract nature to anyone. He is doing bhajan, I am also doing my bhajan. But this is foolishness, our foolishness, yes. If you think he is my friend, they are not friend. Even devotees, any moment they become your enemy. Yes. If you don't agree with their ideas, they will start. Worshipping the right down, this thing. What is devotee's position? Who knows? Time is very powerful. Sam, he will act with you like a friend, and just after
few days, you love your enemy. Such a nasty place. I have all experiences. Yes. And when I am specially reading Bhagavatam, I am just realizing, yes. Therefore, we don't have faith in anyone except Guru, Krishna, and Bhagavatam. Anytime anyone can change his decision, anyone can become, with the small things, not with big things. You are not killing someone. The small thing, they don't try to understand. And this is also our karma phala and time. And giving us realization, because we have a specific, we are not developing our attachment towards Guru and Krishna, rather we are developing our attachments as own man. They will help. No one will help us in this world. No one will help us in this world, in Guru Krishna service. Only Guru Krishna. Better pray to Guru Krishna, he will arrange someone, then he will help. But if you think, oh, he is my friend, he will help me. He will win. Huh? Yes. Yes. Sure. Time is very powerful and we have also karmas. Better than spread Guru and they are our friend. You are in something. Yes.
Santatman iti khyamat khyantrutve hetu mudha janatma iti khyantavaktu hetu.
So nice. Your knowledge is peaceful. Who? Kaliya, our husband is full and you are knowledgeous. You are peaceful. You have compassionate nature. This is usual. And your duty is to excuse him. And he is a proper candidate. He is a proper candidate because he is a offender. He is a proper candidate that you have to excuse him. This is a proper combination. You cannot say, no, I will not excuse. Why not? He is full, you are knowledgeous. Who will excuse? Fool will excuse or a knowledgeous person will excuse? Fool is now repenting. Excuse person, those are knowledgeous person, the sensitive person, they will excuse. In one condition only. When he is lamenting, when he is repenting, yes. When he is approaching in humble mood, yes. Therefore, the instruction is there. Now, devotees, I am not blaming devotees all over the world. They don't know even moral instructions. They think help me means help me. If you don't agree with him, very devotees, he don't want to talk with you, he don't want to communicate with you, he just think, oh, I don't like him. What is that? To whom you are not liking? You are not liking Krishna. When you have this idea, I don't like, okay. As a human being, at least you talk with him. You should talk with him. How are you? You know, one moral instruction is there. Moon is showering his cool light to everyone. To king, to Brahman, to Kshatriya, to Sudra, even to Chandalas. Moon is not saying, why I will just shower my brightness, cool brightness, over Chandal's house. He isn't thinking like that. You can see in a tree. You can see in case of a tree. Tree is not saying only I will give shelter. When someone is scorching heat, is suffering, only I will give shelter to Brahmans, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras. No. He is giving shelter to this person who is trying to cut his root. Yes. These moral instructors in India before they said. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, Sama Satru Cha Mitra Cha Tathamana Kumanayu. Just deals with everyone, with friends and enemy equally. In equilibrium stress. Okay, friend is friend, enemy is enemy. But you cannot say, Sama. You cannot say, enemy, he is my enemy. I don't like. Actually, when you think someone as enemy, Krishna will create someone, another person, for you as in, be careful. When you thinking he is my enemy, you are thinking he is my enemy, then Krishna will create another person. Who will think about you saying, oh, he is my enemy. This is material life. No one is our enemy, no one is our friend. Everyone is Krishna's. And if you don't have power to deal with equal vision, like to enemy, to towards friend, be neutral. Be neutral. Udasina it is called. Udasina. What they are doing? They are doing according to Krishna's plan. I have to do my own duty. Do your own business. Mind your own business. Bas, finish. Very difficult. This world, such a world, miserable world. And all are suffering for only this friendship and enmity. Friendship and enmity. Yes. Everyone wants. What they want? They want friend. Everyone. And you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada used to say, this material world is a place of friendless place. This material world is a friendless place. You cannot find. Only those are friends, they are coming, but we are starving from there. Guru and Krishna, they are our friends. They are always thinking how this conditioned soul should become happy. He settled his material and spiritual life, but we are starving. They are statements. Then unless we accept Guru and Krishna's life and soul, forget about spiritual life. As usual, we can say official spiritual life. You know, official spiritual life. Official religious person. Prabhupada using this word. Officially religious person. What does it mean? Karma, they are officially religious person. Wake up in the morning, just take bath, go into their dirty room. They are performing it in Chandan, Puja and reading Bhagavad Gita. Then just after 5 minutes, drinking tea. Then watching TV. Then going to office. Then enjoy, then come, then evening time just performing arati, then finish, then enjoy. This is called officially religious persons. Professor, we are not officially religious persons. Our plan, how to develop attachment towards Guru and Krishna, who came here just to help. Otherwise, who will help us? You see now, who will pray for us? And they are praying. You are he is eligible candidate and you are also a qualified master. He is eligible servant, you are qualified master. He is a fool, you are a religious person. You have to excuse. Nano chikishcha samyam sadhve. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur again arranging this question. Therefore, if this verse is connected with why Krishna, why they approach in another verse? Nano chikishcha samyam sadhve krutvam rogagataeva kintu roga sesa durikaranartham saptasta prasni praharam avasisya desu sammati dieta. And Krishna said, okay, you are saying I will excuse. Okay, I will excuse. But I want to beat Kalya's foods more 7-8 times. You understand? Yeah. Why? Because you know what happened. Even those are expert doctors. After giving the medicine, disease looks like it's cured, but still they are giving medicine. That in future, let this disease should again not, it should not be again arise. You understand? Yeah. That after in present disease they want to finish it. For future disease, they are also continuing the medicine. In future, you will not suffer that disease. And Krishna is saying something. This is Vishnu Chakravarti's commentary. Sattvis, just wives. So what happened? Just give me permission. Krishna wants permission. Because they are approaching. Please give us permission. Please give me permission so that more 7-8 times I can meet Kalya's goods. Then they are saying no. He'll come within that period. If Kalya will talk, then what will happen to us? Anugrunnasya bhagavan pranam stejyanti pannaga strinamna sadusutyanam pati prana pradiyatam. O Supreme Lord, please be merciful. It is proper for the saintly to feel compassion for women like us. The servant is about to give up his life. Kick more 7-8 times, you die. And please give us back our husband, who is our life and soul. You see. Before they are saying, let Krishna, when Krishna was going to punish him, they decided, okay, let Isuddha. He will become widow and whole life will serve Krishna. Now they are saying, Our husband is life and soul. Why? Husband wants to become devotee, Krishna's devotee. He's my life and soul. Yes. Although they are gurus. Because now he connected, the Kali wants to connect with Krishna. They are our life and souls. So, O Supreme Lord, please be merciful. It is proper for saintly to feel compassion for a woman like us. This serpent is able to give up his life. Please give us back our husband, who is our life and soul. Why you want to look towards Kali, or you look towards us? When Krishna will deliver you, Krishna will look towards you or look towards Guru? You know, with Guru, he don't want to see our qualifications, our disqualifications. He want to see his own man. When one man accepting someone, if Guru accepting someone as his own man, Krishna is bound. Can't say anything. Krishna don't want to see us. Only have connection with this one man. And when one man accepting someone, Krishna is bound. And here in this Siddhantas, why? You just written our husband. And it is clear, in commentary, this is clear. Vishwanath Thakur mentioning this commentary. Sadhu sa sesa anugraha bruta padanenam nasanyam natu dandanyam danda tibra ausada panenam. Krishna, you want to punish more. But as for our realization, this is Guru's business. Krishna will say, he's your vendor, we have to suffer many lives. No, please Krishna, you don't do that. And wives of Kali, they are saying like that. Sadosa sesa anugraha amrutam pradanena. Please sour. Don't try to punish him. Please you sour your last mercy is just like a nectar. Your mercy is just like a nectar. He's going to die. You just sour mercy. By mercy, please, you want to change our husband, not by punishment. If you want to change, just change our husband by mercy. Sorry, mercy. Not by danda, not by punishment. That's it. You see how saintly persons approaching. Yes. Krishna. Jadaso sampradi pranam stejati. Nano tejito pranam given the bigatana sarpasarata param dipyati hamadhaptam bhavishyati. Krishna is saying, why you are worried? If I will go punish, he will die. He will become my devotee. Next life, he will become my devotee. And he will give up. He is just going to give up this serpent body. He can get higher body. He will become my devotee. Where is loss? If I will punish him, then if Kali will die, then again, it will be better. Better for Kali to give up the serpent body, you can achieve a devotee body. Why you are complaining? And this is the secret. Trinam, you see this verse says, Trinam sadhu suchyanam prati pranam pratiyata. Sundarinam asmakam vaidabhyam sati kaschid anya papishta sarve balat kamayitva bhavishyati. Atah suchmanam asmakam evam samprati utpanna vaishnavagatva pranam snehaspadi bhavat pranatulya. Before we don't have such affection for Kaliyas. Now our husband is now Vaishnava. So we have now a strong attachment towards Kaliya. Kaliya is our life and soul because he is now Vaishnava. And strinam patisuchyanam, because we are very beautiful, they are saying in front of Krishna. You know, not only one Kaliya within our serpent communities. Many furious, you can say like furious, arrogant, furious snakes are there. Once our husband will die, because we are beautiful, others forcefully capture us, then they will enjoy. We are chaste ladies. What will happen to us? We are therefore begging our husband's life. You understand? The prana. Yes. Because we are so beautiful, Kali have many wives. Now, we are reminding these things. Once our husband will die, problem will come. Others will forcefully enjoy us. And we may give up our life. What do you think? Now Krishna just said, okay, what to do? Yeah. Logic, philosophy, argument, everything, whatever you know, we are thinking this was our qualifications. But we have to know by argument, intellectual ideas, everything we have, this is good. But be careful. How to talk with Krishna, how to deal with Krishna, how to approach Krishna, that we don't. You understand? Prabhupada, in one of his conversations, Prabhupada is saying, you don't think by your argument you are defending something, means now you are a limited soul. Sometimes this idea is, when we are convincing someone, when we are defending someone by argument, we are thinking I am great. Prabhupada is saying, don't think. You are defending someone, means you are great. This is not our idea. We don't know how to approach Krishna. We have intellectual ideas. We have we are expert in argument, expert in philosophy. We know everything, but we don't know how to approach Guru and Krishna. And this is the proper release, proper way how to approach. You see how they are approaching. With the proper humble mood, and this mood is coming, this intelligent coming actually from Krishna. Such a suitable answers. Suitable answers. And Krishna is very satisfied. Then Krishna, next, after one towards Krishna, he wanted to talk with Kaliya. He was dancing on the hood of Kaliya's. He was not talking anything. He was not discussing anything with Kaliya's. But now he will accept Kaliya's. Kaliya, please. Now you just give up this Vrindavan. You just go to Ramananti. Ramanaka Island. You just go there. Yeah, we have to know how to approach Guru and Krishna, approach Vaishnavas. It's not easy things. It is not a for that thing. Our ideas, our philosophical understandings, nothing will help. If support soul will not help you, if Guru and Krishna is not pleased with our service, we cannot approach in a humble mood, we cannot pray. You understand? Praying mood is not coming. This is the problem. We are always worry, oh, this is not happening. We are not praying. How to approach Guru and Krishna? Just approach the pure devotees. Accepting us, life and soul. Then, by His grace, by His mercy, He will approach for you. By His mercy, He will approach for you. Proper ideas. Later, one will do in Javana. So, yes, we have to know how Vaishnavas are merciful. Wives of Kaliyas are so merciful to Kaliyas. Yes. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Jagrantharasimha Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.